Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to throw you a curveball. Another curveball. I've been throwing you a few curveballs lately, but I think you're going to enjoy this. We talk on this show, of course, very often about finances and how to make good choices with your finances. And if you've listened for a while, you also know I try to make good choices with my fitness and my diet, you know, doing the paleo diet I've talked a little bit about, where I'm trying to be healthier. Well, on today's program, I'm going to kind of blend the two together. I'm going to talk about some financial aspects of making good choices with your food and what you eat and all of that, and say, well, how in the world is David going to weave these two together? Well, I'm going to get some help today, and there is a local company that's doing some very interesting things in our community, and that's for those of us here on the East Coast of Florida. If you're listening somewhere else, that's where we are, and that's where we're going to be talking about this local business. And the local business is called Front Porch Pickings, and the website for today's program is frontporchpickings.com. And joining me in the studio is Nicole LeBron and Jan Pittard. So I told you I'd get it right, Jan.
That's very good. All right, very good start.
So welcome, Nicole. Welcome, Jan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So father and daughter team.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you'll agree
That's correct.
Nicole's like, well, okay. Let me do your proper disclaimers up front. I am a client of frontporchpickings.com. I like what they do. I like what they're about. And I wanted to have them come on the program. Saw Jan in church the other day. I said, Jan, I've got a deal for you. I want you to come on the program. We're going to talk about your company and what you guys are doing. And he, in a moment of weakness, said yes.
I sure did.
He did.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. So I'm a client because I love what they're doing. And so every week, my wife gets delivered to her fresh fruits and vegetables that are organic, that are conveniently delivered right to her place of work. She works at one of the local middle schools, and she gets that. She brings it home, and I was telling before we started the program, I see that silver bag lying up on the counter. So I'm like, hot dog, what am I going to get into? So this is all good stuff. So that's what got me to bring Jan, Nicole on the radio program and talk with you today. So first, let's get straight to, okay, people are like, I'm still waiting on the finance tie-in here, David. Straight to the financial tie-in. And the way I see that is that we all are worried about the cost of food. We all worry about getting good value for our dollar. We want to make sure that when we buy stuff as much as possible, it stays local. The money stays local. We help local businesses. At least we try that. And so to me, that's the tie-in here with what you guys are doing. So if you want to maybe give us a little background about Front Porch Pickings, what prompted you to do this? And then we'll talk about how people can learn more about it, go to the website, and how actually it works when they sign up to get this delivery. How's that?
Sure.
Okay.
We started about 3 years ago. I'm actually a civil engineer by education, and was very happily and busy at work during the building boom.
The good times.
The good times. And then the crash came. And at the same time, I was blessed with two young children. So I took a break from engineering rather than trying to go find a job where there probably wasn't a lot of opportunity. I decided to start Front Porch Pickings.
What was the spark for that? Because a lot of people out there, one of the other things that I thought was interesting, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is a story of starting your own business too.
It's
not just about the good you're doing, but it's about starting your own business. So what was the spark and what were some of the first steps you took?
It is. Well, I had a service like this where I had organic fruits and vegetables delivered to my house by a group in Jacksonville and loved it. I loved being exposed to new fruits and vegetables that I wouldn't normally pick up at the store myself. Expanded our diet, expanded the amount of cooking that we were doing at our house, which was all good things. Loved the idea. Tried to convince the guy to come down here to the Daytona area and deliver down here, and he never would do it. So finally I said, do you mind if I go do it? And he said, sure. So I partnered with my dad, and here we are. We've kind of taken a couple ideas and meshed them. There's a movement across the country, the community-supported agriculture movement, where you can partner with an actual farm and you actually pay for part of their operations, and in return, you are given a portion of their harvest. It's a really neat idea. There's some ups and downs to that. There are a couple CSAs in this area that you can get involved with. Very neat to be able to meet and connect directly with the farmer. The downside is that you get what he has. So if you're not a big fan of turnips and kale, then and that's what he's harvesting this week, that's what you get. So we kind of took that concept and kind of used the power of the internet to make it a little more custom to fit the healthy lifestyle that works best for you. All of our deliveries are 100% customizable. So if you can't eat grapefruit because you're on medication, that's okay. You don't have to have grapefruit in your delivery. But we still work directly with farmers in our area. We pick up directly what they have available, and it changes every week.
Mm-hmm.
And we also supplement what our local farmers have. We do supplement with an organic distributor. We use an organic distributor so we can get things that don't grow here. So we
That's
can get
good.
Apples. We can get things that just you wouldn't find in Florida.
Well, and the cool thing is that you can do this, ladies and gentlemen, on the website, frontporchpickings.com. If you sign up to get the service, then you get a notice during the week, because I get this, and this is an event during the week for me and my wife, is we get the notice, and we go in. She comes in, she pulls her website up, she walks in and says, okay, here's what we're going to get. What do you like? What don't you like? What do you want to change? And it's very simple, but it's a kind of fun thing to do, too.
It is.
Kind of planning our week.
And that's a new development for us. I mean, this is relevant. Nicole has worked very hard to get us to that point, but when we started, it used to be you just got what we gave you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was a lot of fun. People would, you know, they'd turn their noses up at that for about a day and a half, and then they'd realize, I'm eating things I would never
exactly.
eat. You know, so they would learn to cook them. They'd learn to eat them. They'd learn nutritional values of them, and they'd build them into their program. We still have clients that
so surprise me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Christmas.
That's just cool.
Opening the present. So,
well, like if that. You're just joining us, we have Nicole LeBron and her father, Jan Pittard, who are telling us about frontporchpickings.com. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
You're just joining us. We're talking about fresh, locally grown, and organic produce, vegetables, and fruit, with Jan Pittard and Nicole LeBron, the owners of frontporchpickings.com is the website. And we were talking about before the break about the convenience and the fun part too of getting something different or be able to go in and customize your order. So I know they want to know. So let's just go ahead and tell them straight away how this works. So you go to the website, okay, and then you can go in there, say new user, member, you go right in, you can sign up. I did it, very simple. And you sign up, and then you put a credit card on file, and you start getting your food.
That's it.
That was real tough, wasn't it? Want to go through that one more time? No, that's pretty simple. So now, the other big thing that people want to say, well, what if I don't like it? What if I want to cancel? Tell me about the cancellation policy.
There's no term. There's no commitment. Just let us know the week before your delivery that...
Say stop, and that's it.
That's it. We'll leave you alone.
We would like to know why, though. I mean, we're interested in getting feedback, and we do. We send out surveys to our past customers as well as our present customers, and we do get asked for feedback. So we're always looking to improve.
Tell me about service area. That's another question I'm sure people are going to have.
Sure. We deliver from New Smyrna up to Palm Coast, over to DeLand and Deltona, and we also deliver in St. Augustine.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
good,
because this is also heard in St. Augustine as well.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the variety. You said there's a variety, and you know there's different choices. You got a lot of the basic leafy vegetables. You got a lot of the cucumbers. You got a lot of the bell peppers, all that stuff. And of course, the fruits come in as well. Anything exotic that people would be surprised that you can make available?
Kohlrabi. Nobody seems to know what kohlrabi is, and I didn't. But it's great. Do you know what kohlrabi is?
I'm going to look for it in my next order.
Yeah. It's a wonderful. It's like a potato, turnip, something that grows under the ground.
But
it has a real light flavor. You cook it and you treat it like a potato.
Okay.
And it has a lot of different applications.
Well, so there's a lot of variety, and you've got the organic supplier for some of the things you can't get, but a lot of this stuff is local.
Oh, yes.
Now, when we say local, local is a relative term.
Very.
So somebody might say local. That means, yeah, it's local. It's done in California versus local being it's done in Bunnell. So talk about local and how that works.
Okay. Well, we always try to buy regional or local first. I mean, there's no question. We work with a network of farms right now and throughout the year. primarily in the northern half of the state.
Okay.
And so
that's pretty local.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we are. And until we get into the warmer weather, that's who we use primarily.
Okay.
Now, we are a year-round business. And because we are a year-round business, we need to reach up into the Georgias and the Carolinas, sure, and Virginias and California during parts of the year, because right, it just doesn't grow here.
Right.
We don't have that supply.
Understand.
But we go local first, always, and then we go from there.
And when you deliver, it comes in, I've seen the silver bag that is delivered. The deliveries, you say you got a pretty good reach. Is there any limitation? You have to do it for everybody on the street? Is it just going to be just one person's house? Is it better for to try to deliver to a business or a school like my wife? How does that work?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. That's perfect, because we right now, our primary customer is the residents.
Okay.
We are, and have from the very beginning, been working toward using this as a business benefit. We would like to see businesses include this in a package, if you will, of things that benefit their employees.
Sounds something falls under health insurance or health, yeah, you know, health and wellness, right?
Because if you know, if you're supplying something like this, then you know that they're trying to keep themselves healthy. They're aware, and it has those benefits.
That's a great idea.
And it becomes fun. It becomes fun, you know, you can...
What'd you get this week?
Right. Or what are you going to do with your radishes or, you know,
yeah,
that's that kind of thing.
Well, and obviously it makes it easier if you can make a stop and have five customers instead of five stops.
Perfect.
And that helps to keep the cost down.
Exactly.
See, I knew there was a financial tie-in here.
Oh,
just
yeah,
had to look for it a little
There's
bit.
There's a lot of it.
Well, if you're just joining us, Nicole LeBron and Jan Pittard are in the studio with me, frontporchpickings.com. And we're going to take another short break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm joined in the studio by Nicole LeBron and Jan Pittard, and we're talking about frontporchpickings.com. I am a customer, and I'm rather enjoying my fruits and vegetables every week. And I was telling him before we started the program that I do a lot of smoothies in the morning, and I make my almond smoothie, and in goes all the fresh produce. And yeah, I have to confess, my clients are like, what do you do to keep your energy up? I don't do any vitamins at all. Now, everybody has different opinions, and if somebody's got a doctor that says, take this vitamin, that's obviously important. But I've tried all those, and it just seems like they irritate my stomach, and it's just, but I eat more fruits and vegetables that I'm not worried about it. I mean, I'm, you know, smoothies and kale and all that's going right in that smoothie with everything else. I just don't worry about it. And I think that's one of the nice things about this. And if you can get businesses to see, Jan, that this is something that'll keep their employees healthier, shoot, the health insurance companies need to sign everybody up for some fruits and vegetables. Maybe it'll make a difference on our healthcare system.
Well, we have some issues coming down.
That, right?
Exactly. It's coming down the road, and people are becoming more and more aware of it just by going to the local grocery store, just shopping each week. We hear it every week.
I'm glad you mentioned the grocery store, because one of the other questions people are going to ask, and Nicole's eyes are already, she's ready for me. She sees it coming. She's looking at me. The question people are going to ask is, okay, well, how much does this cost, and how does that compare to getting it at the local produce stand or getting it in the grocery store or in the super, super big, giant box store where allegedly they can get you volume discount?
Right, yeah. You're going to find that we're very comparable, if not less than what you're going to find at the grocery store. I have to give an example. If you get the regular conventionally grown broccoli at the grocery store, you know, $4 for these little things, the broccoli that we bring is twice as big, and it's the same price or less. A lot of the conventional growers, they're growing big stuff. And on the organic side, we are...
Especially organic, because that's where it can get very expensive in the
grocery
store. It gets
very expensive in the grocery store to buy organic. And by us going straight to the farmer, we use three main organic farmers, and we buy whatever they have, we buy it so that we can keep a good supply and variety for you all. And it really, you're gonna see a lot better price with us than what you would see at the health food stores or the grocery stores.
That's very good. And so let's give them some pricing information. Okay, so they sign up, they go to the website, tell them what they're going to see. they can sign up. They don't have to get it every week. They can get it every other week or once a month or whatever, right?
Correct.
They decide the frequency, and they can decide on the size of order. They can get small fruit, small vegetable, large vegetable, both. And again, once it's all there, you can also go in and customize.
That's very true. Prices start with a conventional bag is $22. And that bag contains, and it's really, we call it a basket. It's really a bag, as you've already said.
Yeah.
About seven to eight items each week, generally made up of 5 vegetables and 3 fruits. But then you can alter that depending upon. So that's what your base becomes.
And you get a specific, once you sign up, you kind of get a specific day every week. You know when it's coming if you do it weekly.
Correct.
It's going to come on Thursday. I think that's when mine comes, is on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And that way, if your spouse or somebody else is trying to hide it from you to eat it just themselves, you know it's supposed to. I have to go check and look for it if somebody's hiding it from you. But so it's a consistent thing that you can kind of count on. You know it's going to be there. And you can plan your meals around it.
Right. And right now, we're in a growth spurt. So those days may be altered. So, but right now we serve Palm Coast area on Thursday afternoon and evening, DeLand on Thursday afternoon and evening, and then DeLand, Ormond Beach, and Daytona Beach are served on Friday.
Okay, so that's maybe when I'm getting it on Friday. I knew it was right before the weekend. Well, that's good. So people know that they can get to something that's coming consistently. They know it'll be there, and they know what to expect, and they have the ability to go in. I love the ability to go into the website and make those changes on what you're going to get. Now, somebody needs to take a break. If they're going to go on vacation or whatever, they can just let you know.
Absolutely.
And then it stops just like the paper, and it restarts when you're back.
That's right.
I love it. Frontporchpickings.com. And we're going to take one more quick break.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
I hope you're enjoying the program, ladies and gentlemen, with Nicole LeBron and Jan Pittard. We're talking about frontporchpickings.com. Say that 10 times fast. And we're talking about a lot of the different things about this service, which I think is fabulous. And one of the other things I wanted to get to is we hear things thrown around, and I know that there's some debate in the food industry about what is technically organic and, you know, these different things. But when people sign up for a service like yours, they're looking to eat healthy. Okay, so they want to know that it's going to be healthy. And if you say it's organic, it's organic. If you say it's local, it's local. Help us understand a little bit about how those things are done and, you know, your quality control and how you're verifying what people are saying and that they're running a humane operation, or they're just doing things the right way.
Sure. So we have several farmers that we work directly with who are certified organic, that are verified by a third party, that everything that they put onto their fruits and vegetables are approved by organics board. We have other farmers that we work with who are not certified organic. They're small farmers. They're local farmers. They do not use pesticides. They do use a lot of organic methods, but the cost of going and getting that certification is not something that they wanted to incur. So we do work with those kind of farmers as well. Everyone that we work with has just been wonderful as far as the growers we work with, treating people fairly, treating us fairly. They are very interested in us succeeding. One of our growers, the Family Garden, which is in Belfar, Florida, he's certified organic, and he's also the first farm in the Southeast to be certified humane, which is a second certification, which basically says that he is treating the people that work for him in a fair and humane way, which is just wonderful, and just one more reason to feel good about the food that you're buying.
That's very good, because I think a lot of people wonder about that, and they want to know that, hey, this isn't going to, you know, my money's not going to pay kids working for 3 cents an hour that are 12 years old. I mean, we don't want to hear that kind of craziness,
right?
And we hear about it, unfortunately, in the news sometimes, but to know that it's going local and it's something that's being, you know, looked at and vetted, and because, you know, we're putting it in our bodies and we want to make sure it's a good product. And I love the fact that it's, you know, you can say, okay, look, this is organic, this is locally grown. And it's also a success story for your business that you're taking this. And you said, Jan, you're in a growth spurt here.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Right.
I know that that's very exciting. It can also be some challenges to that.
Absolutely, there are challenges, but it is exciting. And Nicole and her husband have done a wonderful job of setting down and closing the door and drawing out plans, and then we implement them as best we can. So, but the area seems to be accepting what we do. We're, like Nicole said earlier, we're in our third year,
mm-hmm.
and people are starting to hear about it. Word of mouth has always been
sure.
the number one form, and it has worked in our benefit. So we'll see how
well,
it goes.
I think people will see, and they'll go to the website and they can see more. That's a nice little segue. Frontporchpickings.com. A lot of good information. They can go in. They can literally sign up right then and get started, but learn more about your story. And I congratulate you on the growth and the success of getting a business like this that, you know, yes, it's a, like every business, you need to make money, but to be able to give something back of so much value is to be definitely applauded. Well
thank
done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you for
Very
having
good.
Us.
That's my pleasure. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And be sure to tune in next time.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.